Thank you all so very much for being here for our very first sound and meditation gathering. These are practices, for me at least, and I know some of you have experienced them quite a bit yourselves, that have like really changed how I move through the world, and it is such a treat and a pleasure and an honor to be able to, you know, share that and be in that with all of you on a weekly basis. A little bit of how I envision this going, you know, sort of with keeping it open for, you know, life to happen, is we'll begin with an opening sound making experiment, and then we'll move the body a little bit. We'll just kind of get the kinks out so that our body is ready to hold seats for sustained periods of time. And then we'll move into a couple more rounds or realms of sound making and listening experiments. And then we'll wind up in a seated meditation. And for the time being, it's very likely that this will be a heart-centered meditation. Feels very correct in many ways. So that's the idea. I would like to underscore my wish and hope that you will do whatever is required to stay relaxed in your body and to stay with the knowledge of the length and the beauty of your own spine. And so what that might mean is that for sitting, I love air quotes, by the way. I know some of you know this about me, but for sitting, you can always be lying down. You can also bring a chair out or choose any fully supported seated shape for your meditation. And if you ever have questions about how to get more comfortable or how to be more comfortable, ask. And we can try some things out. Sound good?
Yeah.
Good. Well, let's begin by settling into a shape that feels easy and elegant. And, you know, the bottom line for all of that is, you know, unencumbered spine. So, you know, setting up so that your spine all the way to the top of the head are free and easy. And then offering the full weight of your body to the earth. Let the earth hold you. And the more you offer the weight of the body to the earth, the more you trust that the planet is holding you, the lighter you might find your heart becoming. The lighter you might find your head becoming. And from offering the weight of the body to the planet, from remembering the length of the spine, begin to become more interested in your breath. Breath moves in. Breath moves out. And what do you feel? And from simply noticing the breath, we will transition to our first sound making and sound receiving project. I will play some notes to accompany us on the harmonium, but they are really just there to sort of provide us with extra courage. And there's no need to sing those notes, and there's no need to worry about making a sound that sounds like what other people are doing. The sound, or the mantra, the seed sound that we'll be working with is ah. And ah represents creation or existence. Self. And it's also just like a very elemental, primal, first sound. I hear a lot of babies in my life making the sound, ah. And so we'll just experiment animating the breath with sound, making sound, feeling sound, receiving sound. And it has a way of fading out when the time is right.
Thank you.
noticing where you feel sensation. And noticing whether there is a sound current or an enduring mantra that is repeating itself in the back of your mind or the back of your thoughts. And in time, we'll bring one or two hands to the heart. And whether you are sitting or whether you are lying down, let an exhalation bow your face to the hands, to the heart. And as you exhale, releasing the hands. Inhaling, lifting the face, the eyelashes, the eyelids. Inviting sight to return in its own way. We will make our way to all fours, hands and knees, table pose. And I will bring your bricks, if you're working with them, to the top of the mat. And on our way, does anyone have insights or observations that occurred to you during sound making experiment number one? Is there a place in the body?
Springboard or prompt, because like one, the I think you gave two prompts, right? Where do you feel with this one and that one?
Mm-hmm.
Right, I was just wanting to show those clients.
Yeah,
because I did notice that one of them was kind of hard, and then one was kind of more up here.
Uh-huh.
The second one. Yes, that was cool.
Did anyone else have an experience of things moving? Yeah. Yes. Anyone else have?
I noticed it like way at the bottom of my throat.
Yes.
I guess there's a blockage there. Almost all of them are right there.
Yes. I felt like warm belly with the ah. Like almost the kind of warm belly that you get after you've eaten spicy foods.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like ah. And then the mmm was like all in my head.
Oh,
very in my head.
Huh.
Yeah. Cool. Good data, folks. Okay, let's come to all fours. And we're really and truly just working the kinks out. And my number one rule in practice is to just stay curious. And number two is to feel free and welcome, especially in this space, to try something that might not work. Good. So at the pace of your own breath, we will just play with inhaling and arching the back, and exhale and rounding the back. And with that, really paying attention to how your body responds. And if your body would like, you know, there to be some secondary movements, like, what happens if I shift my weight from left to right as I'm rounding And as I'm arching, or what if my body wants to shift my weight forward into the hands and backward into the knees as I'm rounding and arching. Listen to all of those inclinations. Follow them. And it's okay if you find something where you're like, well, that did not feel the way I thought it would. That's useful information. Good, and eventually we'll come back to a natural spine where we're honoring the curves of the back, and we'll bring the hands to the bricks. I really like the medium height because it's stable and it gives us some height. But you can always use higher or lower depending on what feels right in your body. We'll inhale, rock the hips back. Exhale, step the right foot forward. And I always hear, now that I'm forward and I need the stability less, we'll switch my bricks to the higher position. And we'll just inhale and rock the hips back. And you might even peel the toes and the ball of the foot away from the earth as you round your spine. Exhale, ease back into a low lunge. Good, and we'll do this at the pace of the breath. There's no wrong way to do it. There's no righter way to do it than how you are. And the idea is, again, to like really listen to your body. Like, what happens if I do that? You don't even need to have words for what you're doing. Rocking the hips back. Let's just linger here for a little bit and maybe, slowly let the head shift from left to right. Like you're using the top of the head to point over there. And then point over there. And just noticing where you feel that. Letting the head come back to the center line. Inhaling, lifting the head, the heart, gazing forward. Exhaling, easing back into a lunge. And just let the heart be light here. And over the course of a breath or two, we'll come on out. And we'll find something downward facing dog-like. It could be downward facing dog. It could be puppy, it could be dolphin, it could be child's pose. Somewhere where you can allow the length of the spine to reveal itself. Good, and we're really just getting into the habit of noticing, I do this thing, and here's what I notice. Good, eventually easing back to table, bringing the hands to the bricks, and using the inhalation and the exhalation to ease your way back into a low lunge. And again, we'll just inhale and rock the hips back. You're working at your own pace. Where do you feel? What do you But eventually, as your inhalation rocks the hips back, we'll linger here for a couple of breaths. Letting the head be heavy. And on this side, you might draw your chin in toward the hollows of the throat. And then shift the chin forward so you're pointing toward the top of the mat with your chin. Good. Just giving the neck and the shoulders and the head and the throat some subtle but potent attention. Bringing the head to neutral and exhaling back to a low lunge. The heart is shimmery, beautiful. Good, and from here, let's inhale and come back to all fours, and then we'll stand on the knees. Good, now for some of us, the correct orientation here will be pressing knees, tops of the feet into the earth, and then reaching arms, hands, fingers toward the sky. I have a little shoulder injury though, so I'm not gonna do that. And if you're in that club, we'll reach the hands down instead. Either way, heart is light, pelvis is natural and stable. And we're just noticing. Good, let's exhale, relax the effort. Just beautiful. Now asking the body, like, what's one more thing you need before we sit for a bit? It can be yoga. It can also look nothing like yoga. I was just looking for the thing that was literally right next to me, and I was like, where did that go? And it was, if it had been a poisonous snake, it would have bitten me, and I would already be dead. Okay. So, eventually what we'll do is we'll settle into a shape that you can be comfortable in for a while. As I said before, it can always be lying down. Some seated shapes that have served people well over the years are just like Caitlin is demonstrating here, brick between the feet, sitting on that. I also like to add another layer. Other props you can use are if you feel that the distance between your chest, your shoulder girdle and your thighs is so far that it kind of pulls your shoulders forward as the hands are resting, then it can be nice to place another blanket or a brick. Blanket is nicer on top of the thighs. Chair is good. Beautiful. If you feel like your shape or your seat is injuring your body, then change positions. I know this sounds simple, but there are some schools of meditation who will encourage you to just stay in a place. And, you know, there's a whole conversation around that. But if you feel like you're losing circulation, move your body. I will not yell at you, I promise. And also, you know, if it's just not working, you can always shift. Are you comfortable? Do you promise? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm asking because it doesn't look like your feet are comfortable.
No, I'm flexing my ankle because I have to stretch it in order so that I...
Oh, I got gotcha.
Trying to not lose any
I got it.
Flexibility.
Sorry.
So I'm gently stretching it past its comfortable point briefly.
Okay, I'll leave you to it. So let's settle into the shape. Offer the weight of the body to the earth. And again, remember the length of the spine. Return to the wonder that is your breath. Noticing the breath. Appreciating the breath. And for this practice, we will be priming the ears for listening, and then priming the layers of yourself, priming the mind to receive sound, and then receiving sound. And so to prime the ears, we'll bring the hands to the ears, and the fingers especially, the thumb to the back of your ear, the backside of your earlobes, and maybe the inner edge of your index finger to the front side of the earlobes. And we'll gently sort of massage here, maybe pulling gently on one earlobe, then the other, and moving up the length or the curve of the outer ears. You curve around the top, and you know, now you might be more comfortable with the process of massage in the ears, and so you might tug a little bit more intentionally as you work the hands back down. In time, releasing your hands and noticing the sensations that are available in the ears. You might notice sensation as temperature. You might notice sensation as a particular texture. You might even notice some sort of movement. And now with the awareness, beginning with the right ear, we'll sort of trace the surface of the outer ear. So noticing the earlobes, front and back. Noticing up that same curve, just as you did while massaging. Moving ever closer to the cave of the ear with your awareness, just noticing. And when you arrive with your awareness at this entry point to the ear canal, we'll shift our awareness to the left ear. And there too, we'll sort of trace the surface of the outer ear with the awareness. Noticing the earlobe front and back. Curve of the outer ear. And when you arrive at the doorway to the ear canal on the left ear, just pause. And I have found that it's hard to be in both ears at the same time, but this could just be me. So for this next experiment, you might travel into both ears with your awareness, letting the awareness rest in both ears. Or you might just choose one. You know, it doesn't have to be your favorite ear or your second favorite ear. It can just be random. Sort of trace the curve of the entrance to the cave of the ear canal and let your awareness move in to the interior of the body. And once you've entered the cave of the ear, just let your awareness sort of rest. And with your awareness resting in the ear or in the ears, we'll begin phase two or phase three of our project of allowing sound to come to you. And I will play some sounds. See if you can wait for them to come to your ear and to be with them for as long as they are in the ear with you. And then let them go. Relax the effort Holding your awareness in the cave of the ear. Relax the effort of waiting for sound. You might deepen your breath little by little. Remembering again the length of your spine. Noticing how the earth has been holding you this whole time. You might, again, bow to your heart. Bowing to this collaboration of the ear, the awareness, the space, and the sounds. Releasing the hands with an exhalation. Lifting the face, eyelashes, eyelids, as you inhale. Letting sight return in its own way. Any observations, anything you're noticing now or that you noticed in the cave?
Less oxygen, but just even the awareness tracing, to give me a little tingles down my spine.
Were you in one ear or two?
I tried to do two, but I think it ended up in one.
Yes. Anyone else?
A lot of work to do.
Yes. Yeah.
I really like doing two because I feel like it just lands me in the middle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because, you know, did anyone have this experience? I'm imagining it's not just me, but like the ear that you're really exploring all of a sudden becomes very big.
Yes.
Yeah. And, yes. And sometimes that can be kind of like, I don't know, disorienting if you're not expecting it, or, so you might switch back and forth. Yes,
I really like the analogy of what you're talking about, listening for the sound and waiting for the sound, as you know, an analogy for the seeking mind or being present.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I felt that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Any other observations? It doesn't always have to be positive. I also want you to say that if you have difficulty or challenges or if anything comes up, that is also very useful to the group.
Well, I did, the challenge was the physical.
Yes.
And I'm playing with that because I have a pattern of that, or intention. And I was so aware of the discomfort. I was like, trying to take care of myself in different ways. And then I was like, okay, this is it. So then I put that, and then I'm good.
Yeah.
So I was really happy to discover something so I could sit and be comfortable.
Oh.
And it wasn't just like anything that's just going to be tagging.
Yes. It's huge. Mm-hmm. Finding the seat, I mean, it sounds so simple. It sounds like... I mean, but it is such a practice. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, well, we'll shift gears a little bit. And for this next bit, we will be playing with this quartz singing bowl. And you are welcome to... just lay there and receive sound. I will also add some, you know, assignments into this work. But, you know, if you really get in a place where you just can't come up to do any homework, it's fine. But yeah, we'll be here for a bit, and so get as comfortable as you can. Supporting yourself in all of the ways. I'm beginning really by noticing as you settle into the earth where you feel gravity, you know, where you feel the earth's pull. And also getting into the habit of noticing where you are subtly or not so subtly resisting gravity or fighting gravity. And just noticing, it's a normal thing. And then noticing the length of your beautiful spine. Noticing, you know, how the spine is simply free. And finding the softness of your skin. The skin all over the body, from the ears, to the nose, the forehead, the chin, the back of the neck, the back of the back, the hands, the legs, all the way down to the skin on the soles of your feet. And for this practice, we'll allow or invite the receiver, the receptor, to be not just the cave of the ear, but your entire body. And sometimes it's possible to sort of hold the skin of the body softly and with this wide lens of awareness. Sometimes our awareness focuses itself and we really called to a particular part of the body. And sometimes it changes. And all of that is okay. Thank you. And as the audible sound dissipates, what remains? Now for some of us, it will feel correct to remain fully reclined for our meditation. For some of us, it will feel more correct to slowly make the way to a seat. Both are wonderful, both are correct ways of being. In whatever shape you land, again, offer the weight of the body to the support of the planet. Trace the path from the tip of the tailbone to the top of the head. Noticing just how long your spine is naturally. Find your way back to the breath. And let yourself become even more interested in whatever is already interesting to you about your breath. Whether it's how a certain part of the body moves as you breathe, whether it is the sensation or temperature changes, it doesn't matter where you land. Let yourself fully immerse in the breath. From this interest in the breath, invite your awareness to land at the heart or in the heart. And this can be the center of your chest, or it can be your anatomical beating heart. Sometimes it's too tender. Sometimes it's there are too many sensations happening in the heart to really land there. And if that's true for you now, remember that you're normal. And invite instead your awareness to drop either to the solar plexus or to the belly. Wherever you have landed, be there fully. Noticing where this place is in your body. Noticing where this place is in space relative to the floor, the ceiling, the walls of this room. And then noticing all that you feel at the heart. Movement. Sensation, texture, temperature, and what if into this space, in your heart, you invite the wish or the dream may I live in safety, may I live in peace. May I be filled with loving kindness. And you might silently repeat this wish, this dream. Or you might feel or sense yourself wishing, blessing, hoping. May I live in safety. May I live in peace. May I be filled with loving kindness. Thank you. from this wish, this hope, this blessing, this dream for yourself, can you broaden your focus out to the vastness? So to everything and everyone on this planet, on every planet, beyond what we know. May we live in safety. May we live in peace. May we be filled with loving kindness. And relax the effort of the wish. Relax the effort of holding your awareness. Maybe take ever so slightly deeper breaths in and out. And eventually we'll make our way back to a seat if you're not sitting already. And we'll end our practice today by repeating the sounds of Om, Ah, Om, and then silence 4 times. And you might bring a hand to the heart and a hand to the belly, or if there's some other place your hands are called to. And we're still working in the spirit of curiosity and without worry, as we make these sounds together 4 times. We'll take a full breath in and out before we begin. Deep breath in and let it all go. And a deep breath in. Thank you all so very much for sharing your practice with all of us in this space. peace. Namaste. Thanks so much, everybody. What a treat to practice together. Always ask if you have questions. Because this class is still manifesting itself, taking form, always if you have feedback or wishes or things that you want to learn about, please share those with me. Also, if you feel so moved, if you want to help me spread the word about this class and want to make a little video of yourself saying what we are doing in this space, that would be really helpful. And I would appreciate it so much. But either way, I'm really grateful that you're all here. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.